Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gary Hare.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is great to be back at the National Biodiesel Conference. I got to tell you, this is my seventh event. Every year, I look forward to returning to February and getting to reconnect with all of my colleagues and all of my industry friends and partners. But I have to admit that I'm also glad that January in Iowa is over. Not because of the snow and the cold, but because our first in the nation caucuses are behind us. For those of you who are familiar with the caucuses, you understand what I'm talking about. While it's a great privilege for the state to host the first vote of the presidential campaign cycle for the entire month of December and the first part of January, every piece of mail, every phone call, and every TV ad is from a political campaign. For months, campaigning politicians gave speeches at every coffee shop and historic barn that they could find in the state. While that was going on, I couldn't help but think to myself that if their media and the entourage could visit every biodiesel plant in the nation, Americans would overwhelmingly support biodiesel policies and programs. On our national biodiesel campaign tour, I'd introduce Americans to green-collar workers who are our boots on the ground. The people who put on work shirts, coveralls, and hard hats day in and day out to produce energy security for our nation 1 gallon at a time. And while the presidential campaigns continue to move across the country, the recent State of the Union address spurred a renewed dialogue about American energy policy and green jobs. And I'm here to tell you today, biodiesel must continue to advance policies that position our industry as a fundamental part of the U.S. energy complex. Last week, the EPA released final December production numbers for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels. And for the first time of what I expect to be many, U.S. biodiesel producers achieved a 7-digit gallon production year. $1.1 billion of biodiesel produced last year. And this is certainly a milestone that we should celebrate. Not only did we meet the nation's 800 million gallon renewable volume obligation, but we're contributing significantly to the advanced biofuels category. Our industry is delivering now, and that's fantastic. By building relationships with feedstock producers and developers, we delivered. With more than 80% of U.S. biodiesel coming from BQ9000 accredited facilities, we delivered. By building relationships within the refiners and the petroleum marketers to integrate biodiesel into an existing energy supply chain, we delivered. These volumes supplement U.S. distillate production. Every gallon of biodiesel we produce at home is one less that transfers America's wealth to unfriendly nations. As we expand the diesel supply, we're improving it. Biodiesel is a premium blending component. We offer an oxygenated fuel that adds cetane, lubricity, and also reduces emissions. And we are a performance fuel, as evidenced by the fact that the current diesel world land speed record, 182 miles per hour, was powered by B20. Absolutely. And biodiesel is America's first advanced biofuel because of its superior greenhouse gas benefits. You might consider us America's new refining industry. And while U.S. manufacturing output slowly rebounds, biodiesel job creation numbers have a huge potential to grow rapidly. In 2012, we anticipate adding more than 7,800 direct and indirect jobs in all sectors of the economy as we grow to 1 billion gallons this year. By growing the RFS2 to 1.28 billion gallons in 2013, the industry could grow to more than 50,000 jobs. Think about that. If we can work together to grow the renewables fuel standard, the biodiesel industry could create 26 new jobs every day over 2 years. 26 new pairs of work boots to be filled every day. 26 work shirts, which will be put on every morning by hardworking Americans. RFS2 can create 26 new green-collar jobs every day, some of which will be in the oil and the agriculture industries. Now, that's 26 new skilled family wage positions every single day. 26 more domestic jobs, producing our nation's energy security in just 2 years with the growth of the RFS2. Yesterday, Joe and our partners on the petroleum panel discussed the growth and integration of the biodiesel into the renewable fuel standard. And I appreciate so many petroleum industry partners joining us for this conference. As you know, one of the issues impacting all aspects of the fuels marketplace is RIN integrity. The National Biodiesel Board has been heavily engaged in working with the EPA from the initial comment period in 2009. And we will continue to work with EPA to make the system better. As Joe discussed yesterday, we are engaged in creating a RIN integrity task force. And it's necessary for us to lead this effort in order to maintain RIN integrity throughout the system. If you remember, about 5 years ago, when biodiesel fuel quality was an issue, we stood up and we created a fuel quality system called BQ9000. And it has been successful. And we must continue to lead on these types of issues. This year, we are going to bring the best and brightest from the biodiesel sector, the petroleum sector, and the middlemen and RIN traders to create a customer-focused task force that will help us find solutions and attack RIN fraud head on. We have a responsibility to police ourselves and to focus our ethical compasses on the long-term viability of this industry. Schemes and efforts to circumvent the system will not be tolerated. We've earned our place at the table of domestic energy production, supported by thousands of jobs across the U.S., and demonstrated by the hundreds that have shown up at this annual event. It's our job to protect it and to work with the EPA and others to make the system better. And our industry has to continue to educate our policymakers and the public on the importance of biodiesel. Every biodiesel producer in this room knows we are delivering, and we can continue to deliver. And RFS2 critics debate cellulosic biofuel and the availability timelines. And as an advanced biofuel, it's easy for us to be mistakenly lumped in with other fuels by the media, energy analysts, or other industries. We've worked hard to develop a truly sustainable fuel. And in fact, I'd argue it is the most sustainable fuel on the planet today. But as with any fuel, some will continue to ask questions about our industry's impact on the environment, on energy security, and food supplies. Now, the Sustainability Symposium tomorrow is designed to empower biodiesel supporters like never before. And all of you have a special role in understanding these issues and dispelling myths about America's advanced biofuel. The discussions and expert perspectives in tomorrow's event will prepare you to get out there and do your part in protecting our environment and improving our society. And I can assure you, MBB is doing everything in its power to stay ahead of the curve on this important issue, including launching the Advanced Biofuel Initiative. This multi-million-dollar project includes national advertising, national television advertising, corresponding regional print and radio advertising, as well as strategic online presence. The centerpiece of the education effort was a 30-second commercial produced by PCI Communications, which aired across the nation on Sunday morning network talk shows. 6 months of work, including over 25 script revisions, two intensive focus groups in the D.C. area, and an on-site street shoot in Dallas, Texas, went into the development of the campaign. Let's take a look.
Here in Dallas, we're proud that our vehicles use an advanced biofuel called biodiesel.
We're sure you've seen it. It's been viewed over 100 million times on televisions across America. In 2011, NBB produced its first national television commercial, a public education campaign aimed at consumers, community leaders, and the general public.
It's working here. It can work in your...
The spot's message, reach, and execution have been a tremendous success. But before the ad could reach the air, a lot went on behind the scenes. The making of the commercial began well before the cameras rolled and the trucks rumbled down the Dallas streets. It began at the brainstorming table, with many concepts that would never move beyond the page. Ideas were offered, scripted, tested, and many times rejected.
So I'm not quite sure what the point of this is.
Eventually, a clear winner emerged, and an overall concept was decided. A look at biodiesel's use in a typical American city, Dallas.
This is my favorite one. Option four really sounds...
Storyboards were created showing a shot-by-shot rundown of the new spot. Scenes were scrutinized, discussed, tested, and refined. Meanwhile, the production team went to work, setting out to find the right Dallas street corner, the perfect market, the ideal school, and at the same time, hiring the crew. The focus then turned to the on-camera talent. Dozens of actors auditioned to be the Dallas face of biodiesel. With the spokesperson in place, the neighborhood, commuters, and city streets were populated behind her. But even with all the people filling the streets, the true stars were the vehicles, each specifically selected, each actually running on biodiesel. And finally, the cameras rolled. One week and a lot of takes later, the spot was in the can and ready to go to the editors to work their magic. Cutting, syncing, mixing, color correcting. The result? An idea turned to reality. Biodiesel's 30 seconds to shine.
Here in Dallas, we're proud that our vehicles use an advanced biofuel called biodiesel. It's made from renewable resources like soybean oil, canola oil, even recycled cooking oil. This year, biodiesel will displace almost a billion gallons of fossil fuel nationwide. Our air is cleaner, our economy is stronger, and America's more energy independent. It's working here, it can work in your community. Biodiesel, America's advanced biofuel.
NBB's new ad hit the air and earned 100 million impressions nationwide. After 6 months of concepting, planning, casting, scheduling, and pre- and post-production, what remains is a well-planned, carefully crafted, and thoroughly researched 30 seconds featuring a new national star. Biodiesel, America's advanced biofuel.
The ABI project was funded primarily by the Soybean Checkoff, whose steadfast support of the biodiesel industry has been indispensable. America's soybean farmers continue to step up to the plate with their financial and policy support. And this partnership between agriculture and industry, including our friends with the canola growers, has forged a powerful force that empowered us to endure the toughest 2 years in our history and emerge in 2011 with our biggest year ever. NBB went to the Soybean Checkoff leadership in the fall of 2010 during the depths of this industry's downturn and laid out the reasons why we believed we were going to achieve a series of legal, regulatory, and policy victories that would position us for a resurgence in 2011. We discussed the need to be prepared for that success by anticipating further anti-biofuels attacks. Biodiesel has got a tremendous story to tell, and we knew that we needed to massively step up efforts to tell it. It was critical that we define ourselves rather than allowing others to define us. And it is the single largest project ever executed by MBB. Year one was a resounding success, and now we're moving into year two. And that is what ABI is all about, defining biodiesel as America's advanced biofuel. We're a crucial part of a domestic energy solution. We're delivering now on America's demand for domestically produced energy. And we are delivering now by supporting green-collar jobs every day. We are delivering now on our commitment to quality and integrity in our industry. And we are delivering now by shaping our own message. As Joe said yesterday, we're at a tipping point. We can celebrate our successes, sit back on our laurels, and fail. Or we can continue to differentiate ourselves and our successes in order to tip the scales in our favor. And I urge every National Biodiesel Board member to lace up their work boots to move the industry past the challenges we face. Our combined diligence and passion can move us into our role as a long-term, sustainable component of the nation's energy complex. Let's deliver now on the promise of America's advanced biofuel. Thank you very much.